Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Sports Talk, we welcome in now Chessa Boucher, BR proud sports reporter. She's at SEC Media Days, along with Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. And Chessa and Mike, before we get into this, I got a question for both of you guys. Would you take Jeff Bezos' trip with him up there to space for 11 minutes and experience no gravity for $18 million? If you had it.
Hell no, I ain't spending no $18 million to go in space. I'm going to tell you right now, I got better things to do with my money. God bless Jeff. That's what he wants to do with his money. That's fine. Taking the trip is one thing, but I ain't paying no $18 million. Chessa, I'll let you answer, but I think I know the answer to that.
We got Chessa on? I see her up there. All right, again, we're still kind of working through a couple of gremlins in our phone lines due to the power outage last night. Caused by an animal, and Entergy just restored a power in our building about an hour ago. Chessa, you there? Chessa Boucher, BR proud sports reporter. We'll get that worked out. But me, Mike, to answer the question, would I go? I've always been fascinated by space travel.
I am, but I ain't paying no $18 million bucks.
They say their goal is to get it down eventually to $40,000 to $50,000.
I still ain't paying.
Me neither.
You can keep going down as far as price wise concerned. You can ask Chessa. I know her answer to that.
Yeah, get it in the price range of an airline ticket. Go ahead, Chessa.
Yeah, I'm not going to space for that amount of money. I'm going to keep that in my bank. Jeff can do whatever he wants and go to space, but I'm going to stay right here in Louisiana and spend that money the way that I want to spend it. Probably put more shoes in my closet, that kind of thing.
No, Chessa, I would have bet money shoes got involved in this conversation some kind of way. You know, I would have bet some cash.
Oh, we got a shoe fetish?
No, my thing about it is.
Shoes are my thing.
Come on, for a lot of women, shoes are an important utility piece for them, you know, so
absolutely.
To speak. So it is what it is. And, you know, everybody's got different tastes in shoes. And listen, I'm surrounded by women all the time, you know, house, when I leave, whatever. So I know shoes are a top priority. The other thing, too, is I could do a lot of travel with 50,000 bucks, even if they brought it to that. I could go wherever I want.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Shoes are my thing. My mom raised me and she was like, if people are looking at your shoes, you're doing something right. And I don't believe that. I feel like if people are looking at your shoes, you are doing exactly what you're supposed to do because they need to look fly and they need to represent. And so I am known for my shoes.
Another thing too, Chessa, yesterday they made a big thing about Coach O's wearing alligator skin shoes.
Mm-hmm. I saw
okay. Those. And and so, you know, he always got to add on to the story is that, man, not only is alligator skin, but I caught the alligator. Come on, you know. Now if he'd have told me that 30 years ago, I'd have believed him. Not today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, come on.
Not so much.
No, not the way
runs around campus. He ain't catching no kind of alligator.
Listen, that alligator might be No, he can, you know, I give him a lot of credit for almost 60 years old for him to walk the way he walks and run the way he runs. But I know one thing, that alligator going to beat him on the hoof.
Without a doubt.
Chessa, so what's been the highlight of SEC Media Days as you see it?
Overall
or
for LSU?
Overall and LSU.
I think just being there and having football and talking football and seeing people, I think that's kind of the highlight. I think it's kind of crazy that coming into this week, there's not like one flat out team who everybody's like, oh, they've got it. It seems like for this season, it's kind of up in the air. Yes, of course, Alabama's always favored, but just all of the unknowns heading into this season, there's just not one team that everybody is just so dead set that they're going to win it all. So I think that's a positive. Again, I'm all SEC all day, every day, and I think it's the best conference in college football as well as baseball. And so to see the playing field be a little bit more level than it has been over the few years, I'll take that any day. For LSU, the biggest question I got was the quarterback question, trying to figure out where Coach O is. I don't think Coach O knows where he is with that either, and so that was the question I got out of it. My biggest takeaway from it was to see everybody talk about Derek Stingley and how his leadership has progressed. I think that's been the biggest question of his play talked for itself, but what they have lacked so much the past two seasons has been having that real leadership. And I think he's made a conscious effort to try to become a little bit more vocal and to be that true leader that LSU desperately needs going into this fall.
Chess, I think one of the things that's going to jump out at people is the talent and the depth along the defensive line. And we're going to see some freshmen here. And one of them, you know, he grew up right down the road from me, Mason Smith.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I've seen a lot of guys from the Bayou play, and he's a special, special guy, super smart.
Yep.
I always tell him, man, he reminds me of Clark Kent. He wears these glasses, you know, and he's a mild-mannered guy. You put him in a phone booth, and he get out, and he's a different individual. But to see that, I think Savion from St. James also I think will be a guy that can help out. He's talked about Bryce from the Florida area. But this talent and depth along the defensive line where you have experience, you have some young players that saw some playing time last year like Jaquelin Roy, Ali Gay. No, if you're going to build the defensive end for the NFL – I want him to look like Ollie looks, and Andre Anthony, and B.J. Ojulari. I don't remember another time in, say, the last, say, 10, 15 years, I've seen this much talent and this much depth along the defensive line like I see today at LSU.
Oh, absolutely. And it is exciting, and especially Coach O bringing in Durante Jones and is raved about him and just talks about how he is so precise and he brings the energy. And I think that Durante just, I mean, look what he gets to work with. Like, can I take a coaching job like that and get that kind of talent just off the bat? So it's one of those things. I can't wait to see Mason Smith. Coach O has raved about him already, and Coach O even said, like, I have to remember that he is a freshman. And I think that speaks volumes. He talks about his intensity and just the determination and the grit and just the raw athleticism from Mason Smith. So it's one of those things coming into this fall, let's be real. The defense was the absolute epitome, just terrible last season. Of course, we all know they were the worst in FBS and stopping the passing game. So it's one of those things of knowing the talent that they have, and now this season being able to say, hey, we have experience. They're not completely new, but now we have experience. We have a little bit more depth, and now we are going to be able to make a run and get back to that LSU football, that defense that people have always been so terrified of. So it's exciting. I'm stoked about it. I can't wait to kind of see what all plays out.
Chessa, one of the things I think, even if you put Coach O on the lie detector machine and he didn't say B-A-D, bad, on defense, he'd blow the circuits off of that sucker. But
oh, absolutely.
I think the big key this year is offensive line play. They were soft as toilet paper last year. And they got pushed around in the trenches. You couldn't get a running game going. You had difficulties at time protecting your quarterback. Fortunately, Max Johnson, you know, he can move better than his dad, Brad. And so he got out of a little bit of that. But that, to me, is the key to this season. Can the new coach come in? Can Brad come in and get this team to be a more physical offensive line? Because we didn't see anything of that nature last year at LSU up front.
Oh, absolutely. And we all know that every year it comes down to the trenches. Even when Bama shut out LSU in that 28-0 game in Death Valley, Coach O said, I have to do a better job of bringing in these guys to win in the trenches, and that's where it all comes down to. And so I think after that 2019 season and winning the Joe Moore Award and being so solid, and then last year just, you know, they were not awful, but they weren't great. And there were so many miscues, and there were so many – it was like musical chairs. You didn't know who was going to play what. And so coming into this year, having all but one return – I just think it's going to bring a lot of depth, and it's big key for LSU, that line, that O-line. It's just got to be able to protect their quarterback. I mean, heck, we know Miles Brennan went out with an abdominal injury. It's because he was getting his tail end, you know, tore up there in Missouri. So it all comes down to the trenches, and I think game one, it's going to be how this O-line performs and if they're going to be able to give that whoever is going to be QB1 that protection that they need. That's going to predict how this season goes.
Chessa Boucher, BR Proud sports reporter here on Sports Talk at SEC Media Days. And Chessa, you mentioned that the SEC is the best conference in football, and you threw in baseball, and I would agree with you. I'm curious about your take on the hire of Jay Johnson to take over for Paul Maneri.
I have to be completely honest. At first, I was a little hesitant to jump on the Jay Johnson train, just for the simple fact that after Coach Paul Maneri retired, I was a little worried that LSU needed somebody who would come in and have a little bit more swagger, more almost like an aggressive approach, just because I think the past few seasons LSU baseball has lost that, just their edge. And so I've said this before. At first, I wanted Tony Vitello to come in. And once I got to the Super Regional there in Knoxville and heard some of the rumors about kind of his, what he does outside of baseball, I was like, no, that's certainly not the type of coach that LSU needs. What Jay Johnson has been able to do with just the transfers alone, I think are impressive. And I think it speaks volumes that his guys from Arizona are coming over. He already has 6 transfers, 3 of them from Arizona, already bringing in a lot of arms to this bullpen that LSU desperately needed more arms. So to me, I was super excited realizing the kind of guy that LSU got and just what he has already been able to do without, what, it's been a month. So I'm just kind of stoked to see how he, what he does with the talent, because his roster is already, I think it's at 50 now. And to start the season, it's got to be down to 40. So he's going to have to make some tough decisions, but also the guys returning for baseball, the entire starting lineup. This team is going to be so loaded both for baseball and for football. It's just kind of LSU football and baseball right now are going to be at the top.
Chessa, one of the things that got brought up at Media Day, and man, I saw Coach O dancing around. You know, last time I seen a cat move like that with a question, I saw John Travolta dance Saturday Night Fever and Urban Cowboy. But when they asked him about LSU's drug policy, and you and I both heard it from everybody, hey, listen, is LSU's drug policy different than other schools in the SEC? And Ed, he danced it. Man, he went all around it every which way but loose. And you hear it too. About, okay, is there a uniform policy in the SEC, or is this a school policy? And he made it plain and clear, school policy. It was a school policy, but he danced around that issue pretty good today, and it was something I know you and I hear all the time about how come we are not hearing this from other SEC schools in the numbers like you've seen at LSU.
Yeah, I think the way that LSU has handled the drug policy, which, like you said, Coach O flat out said, you know, this is an LSU. This is their policy. This is not me. I think that the way that LSU handles it is extremely different compared to other schools, because it seems like the way that other coaches have brought it up, that it is almost like some universities, it's not really that big a deal. And so somebody asked Coach O, like, should there be a blanketed policy? And he's like, he just didn't want to answer it. He didn't want to say yay or nay, which we understand. We get it. We understand why, but it's like, there's got to be some kind of not such a smoke screen, like, tell us what it really is and should it change, and, you know, should there be a different policy in place, especially with, you know, how the times are changing.
Chessa Boucher, BR Proud Sports Reporter. It's a pleasure having you on. Chessa, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chessa.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.